Well, the traps had been set. All that needed to be said had been said. Jesus, the Son of God, was getting ready to be crucified. The enemies of Jesus were all laughing, proud. For the lies that had been told, the evil that had been given and performed. And they smiled. Satan was happy. Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Well, he was headed for the cross. But there's something they didn't think of. It was only Friday. Sunday was coming.
It's Friday. Jesus is praying. Peter's asleeping. Judas is betraying. But Sunday's coming. It's Friday. Pilate's struggling. The council is conspiring. The crowd is vilifying. They don't even know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are running like sheep without a shepherd. Mary's crying. Peter is denying. But they don't know that Sunday's a-coming. It's Friday. The Romans beat my Jesus. They robe him in scars. They crown him with thorns. But they don't know that Sunday's coming. It's Friday. See Jesus walking to Calvary. His blood dripping. His body stumbling. And his spirit's burdened. But you see, it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The world's winning. People are sinning. And evil's grinning. It's Friday. The soldiers nailed my Savior's hands to the cross. They nailed my Savior's feet to the cross. And then they raised him up next to criminals. It's Friday. But let me tell you something. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The disciples are questioning what has happened to their king. And the Pharisees are celebrating that their scheming has been achieved. But they don't know. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming. It's Friday. He's hanging on the cross, feeling forsaken by his Father, left alone and dying. Can nobody save him? Oh, it's Friday, but Sunday's coming. It's Friday. The earth trembles. The sky grows dark. My king yields his spirit. It's Friday. Hope is lost. Death has won. Sin has conquered. And Satan's just a laughing. It's Friday. Jesus is buried. A soldier stands guard, and a rock is rolled into place. But it's Friday. It is only Friday. Sunday is a-coming.
As you and I look at our life, we look at the mistakes of our life. Do you know that your Savior, the one who went to that cross, is the only one that will look at your life and never see the mistake. I took care of that. You don't be talking about that, Larry. I love you. I love you so much that I went to that cross. I paid your debt. Therefore, what sin are you talking about? I thought it would be good for us today, as we look at the cross, to get some resurrection answers. What are the answers that we have from the cross? I mean, we nail people with questions right and left. Let's look at some answers this morning about the resurrection. What does the resurrection mean? What does it mean that Jesus rose from the dead? It means that Jesus is exactly who he claimed to be. He's exactly who he said that he was. John 11, verse 25. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. I am the way. Now listen to it. The truth and the life. No one can get to God the Father except by means of me. Jesus said, okay, what does my love matter to you? My love for you is your life. For you, as a human being, knew that you couldn't do life on your own. You didn't do life on your own. Jesus says, I did life for you. I took your penalty, and I give you love. All Jesus was hearing at the cross was hateful words, hateful rhetoric. There was only one disciple that made it there. That was John the Beloved. John is the only one of his disciples that had the nerve, had the calling, had the touch to show up at the crucifixion. All the rest, because of the human condition, ran. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was to come later. Were that those same men would never run again, for they were empowered with the same Spirit that obviously John had received. For he stood there. You know who else was with John? All the women. It was the women that accompanied Jesus to the cross. It was the women that spoke up for him. It was the women that ministered to every need that he had. And Jesus says, I am who I claim to be, and I want you not to forget that. Next, we understand that the resurrection means Jesus has the power he claimed to have. Now, there's power in that name of Jesus. Any of us that's been in combat knows that. And I don't know if anybody was ever in combat during my era that didn't know Jesus. Either before, during, or after a battle. But we called his name. Lord, I know I'm guilty. I know I don't deserve anything, but please get me out of this mess. You know, I was 17 years old when I went into the Marine Corps. So I have been saying that ever since I was 17. and never has stopped. Because, see, I would make promises over life. I would say, I will do this, Lord. Don't you worry, Father. I will stand the ground, Lord, that you call me. And then the battles start. Folks, don't be too criticizing of folks who fall short in battle unless you've been there. But always crying out, Lord, if you'll get me out of this mess, I'll never get myself in a mess again. And we just need to add to that until probably tomorrow. Lord, and do you know that he's always there? Do you know that, you know why? That's love. Love does not count my wrongs or my mistakes. The love that Christ has for me was taking all of my faults. Jesus knew. Did you know that Jesus knew you were going to commit a sin after you accepted him as Lord and Savior, and he saved you anyway? He went to that cross for you anyway. Jesus had the power he claimed to have. Matthew 28:18. All power in heaven and on earth is given to me. Now, Jesus had power, but it wasn't until after the resurrection when he says this. It wasn't until after the resurrection and Jesus says, now all power in heaven and on earth is given to me. And Jesus knows my name. Jesus knows your name. If you have given your heart to him, Lord, forgive me, I'm a sinner. Lord, I'm sorry for my sin. Forgive me. And Jesus says, okay. That's accepting Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. It's not a focus of how good you are afterwards. It's how much of Jesus you will allow in your life, in your walk, and in your speech. The peace that only you can bring. Bring that peace to a fellow man. Bring that peace to a friend. But you're changed now. You're not the man or woman you used to be, Christian. So don't act like hell when you're headed for heaven. Be a man of God. Be a woman of God. And stand for his love, his righteousness. John 10:18. No one takes my life from me. They couldn't take it. I have the power to lay it down. That takes power. To stand and ready and willing to give your life for those around you, for friends and family, for something that matters, that means something. That life, you're ready to give it. No one takes my life from me. I have the power to lay it down. Oh, and by the way, he says, I have the power to take it up again. They didn't know Sunday was a coming. Amen. They thought they had won. When all along there was victory in Jesus. Write that down, Randy. You can have a song. There's victory in Jesus and the power of that name. And then do you know what the resurrection did? It showed what it means. It means to me that Jesus does what he promises to do. Larry, I'll never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. That's the word of Christ. Now, Jesus didn't say, oh, I promise you. He's not like us. When he speaks, that's your promise. When he says, it's going to be done. When he gives you a warning, heed it. When he tells you in your heart, you're wrong and you know it, then act right. Straighten up. because God is talking. Another chance. We as Christians represent a Father in heaven who watched his Son give his life for us. Make them proud. Stand up for what's right. Stand up for the love that Christ has placed in your heart. Mark 10:34. They will mock and flog and kill me. This is Jesus telling the disciples what was going to happen. But after 3 days, I will come back to life again. They didn't know Sunday was coming. But Jesus had already told the disciples, 3 days, I'm coming. Did they believe it? Very doubtful. Big bunch of hope there. They believed. But who headed out to the tomb that morning? The women. Who noticed it was empty first? The women. Who took the news to the men? The women. Listen, read the word and hold it to your heart. Jesus' whole ministry was blessed by the women that were with him to follow him in that ministry. Matthew 28:5-6. The angel said to them, don't be frightened. Now you're going to get a little afraid. You get to a tomb. You saw your Savior die on a cross. You saw them take him down. You walked and followed as they took him to the tomb. You get to the tomb, a stone rolled in the way, so large they knew they couldn't roll it out of the way. Because they said, who's going to roll away the stone for us? Well, that night, we really don't know when Jesus came out of that tomb. We have our sunrise service. That didn't mean Jesus came out at sunrise. When they got there, Jesus was gone. The tomb was empty. The stone was rolled away. Because Jesus' resurrection means he does what he promises. And he told them, I'll be back in 3 days. The angel said, don't be frightened. I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. But he isn't here. He has come back to life again. And then he adds, just as he said he would. Just as he said, believe him. Amen. When Jesus said, I love you, I'll die for you. And he does. And he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And he's always with you. Believe him. For there is your protection, there's your strength, there's your victory in Jesus. So what then does the resurrection truly matter? It matters because my past has been forgiven. Here's a little addition for you. Remember what I said. When I said yes to Jesus, invited him in my heart, again, I've told this many, many times, I can never as a child remember not believing that Jesus was the Son of God. I couldn't remember not believing it. But I do remember when I went forward as a young boy and went forward in a church to say, I've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior of my life and want to follow him in baptism to become a member of Buffalo Baptist Church. Yep. about 8 years old, and I looked at all those ugly people out there. And it made you nervous as a kid. Makes the pastor nervous. It makes you nervous as a kid. And do you know what? I realized that wasn't me. I had nothing, came from nothing, but I knew someone. His name was Jesus. Now, as a kid, I didn't realize that's the King. The King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's as high as you can go. And then I get excited over the years. Jesus knows my name. Oh, I'm proud of who I know. I know Jesus. I would not want to discredit his name under any circumstances. As a Christian, either live as a Christian or change your name. Christian, be what Christ has called you to be. I'm getting close to walking to that time to when I step over. I keep reminding you all. Now, I ain't going to die. I'm going to leave his body, and I'm going to step over, but I'm going to be with the Lord as soon as I step over. He's got my hand already. So I got to leave. Here's what I want you to think of. I think of it at every service. In the year ahead, I won't see everyone that's here today. You may not see me. We do not know our time. But I know something that gives me great pride. Jesus knows my name. And when Jesus knows your name, you can't go anywhere but to Jesus, because you gave your heart to him. And you are his child. No child of God will ever see hell. No child of God will ever see death. Those who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior shall never see death. Not even your own. That body will be there, you'll be gone. And I promise you, you're going to be excited on that trip. Our past had been forgiven, Colossians 3:14. He has forgiven all our sins, canceled every record of the debt we owed. Christ has done away with it by nailing it to the cross. That's what the resurrection is all about. That's why it matters. Had he not resurrected from the dead, our faith would mean nothing. But he did. He didn't just die for me. He came back to life, conquering death for me. Romans 8, verse 1. There is no condemnation. Did you hear that? No condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ. Not one railing accusation can be brought against you, the scripture says. Because of who Jesus is in you. Next, our present problems can be managed. People are giving up right and left. Pastors are leaving the pulpit because of the pressures of life. Life has pressure. You're breathing, you know that already. It's a lot of pressure. Jesus' resurrection was there so that those pressures can be managed in your life, but they cannot be managed on your own. You're not going to get that smart. You only think that you know everything. You don't. Jesus said, you trust me. I trust him with my eternal salvation. Why would I be so foolish as not to trust him with every step I take in my human existence? Lord, I'm liable to step down in the ditch of life. And I could always hear the rebuff on that one. Larry, there's no liable about it. You're going to hit the ditch. And do you know Jesus is always ready, always there? Oh, God bless him. And God had blessed him so much that he said, I'm going to give all those blessings to my children, my offspring. That's the church. It matters because now our future can be secure. What? If I'm not afraid to die, not afraid to live, my future is secure. Now, as a human being, here's what you pay attention to. You are going to quake as your body is dying. Do you know why? We were never created to die. We were created to live forever. Sin came in, and in order for us to be in the presence of God, then we can't be in the presence of God in this human body, because the human body has broken down and it is sinful. So in order to continue to bless us, God had preset for us to separate from the body. We call it dying. The scripture says passing over, or the scripture says passing on. So my future is secure. So if I know all of these things and then know my future secure, why would I not praise God above all else? Because each of us will look at our individual life and we'll say, I just don't know whether God forgive me or not. Did you hear what I said about the disciples that watched him perform all the miracles, watched him raise Lazarus from the dead? They knew who Jesus was, but at that time, their human nature took hold. Your body is going to fight death because it was not created to die. Because of sin, it's going to die. But you're going to gasp for every breath. You're going to have tears in your eyes. But trust me on this one. There'll be a point. It'll come to a point when the God says, that's enough. And how many times that I've been by the bedside, been with those getting ready to pass over and see the struggle and see the battle as that body fights to live. And then all of a sudden, and the most pleasant look on the face, their eyes brighten up, and we say they closed their eyes in death. Now, they were leaving the building. The body shut its eyes because the spirit of those eyes was called by the Master who gave you that life. Don't worry, though. God never lets victory come to Satan. Even though sin had came in to the human condition, and because of sin, man had to die before that you could even find that peace, Jesus says, it's only Friday I'm coming again. The first time he came, they didn't show up. It was the shepherds. It was us folk that showed up because we believed. Jesus said, I'm coming again. Oh, and this time, I'm coming to resurrect. I will resurrect that body, and I will give it a glorified body just like my son, because you believe. Amen. That's salvation. That's what resurrection is all about. Our future can be secure. John 17, verse 3. This is the way to have eternal life, by knowing the only true God and Jesus Christ, the one he sent to earth. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. We have been born again. Now you can say that anyway. Born again, born from above, born anew. We have been born again into a life full of hope through Christ rising from the dead. That's what the resurrection means. That's the way it is. What's Satan still mad? Because he doesn't get Larry Vance. And Larry Vance sometimes gets too cocky with Satan. Because I know a secret. Evidently, the devil doesn't know. Jesus knows my name. And you see, when I said, Lord, he knows who it is. He's heard this voice enough. He knows exactly. Always. Here's what I've learned now that I'm old. I have learned this. It's not the idea that Jesus is going to come down to lift me out. I know now for a fact he don't have to come down. He's already here. Larry, I'm right here. And we're getting out of this ditch. I'm not through with you yet. When I get through with you, I'll let you know. Thank you, Lord. Does he know your name? How's he going to know my name? Lord, here I am. Forgive me. I believe you are who you say you are. I accept you as my Lord. Jesus will never forget your name. He'll never forget you. That's the word of God. And folks, don't ever forget this. There's no greater power than the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks, knowing, dear Heavenly Father, how you touch lives to touch lives. We ask now, Father, as you lead us this day and in the days ahead, that you'll give us direction for the personalities that come in our path and offer them truth, offer them the same love that you have given to us. Touch each of us now, Father, we pray. For without your touch, we have no hope. And we admit that. We ask your blessing now. In Jesus' name, amen.